Okay, this is going to be a file for anyone who's already used my induction file, already has the trigger for reinduction, because I'm not going to waste your time inducing you all over again. That's what other files are for. This file is to create a very minor alter to give you the feeling of being bound at pretty much all times. And put completely under my control. If you don't like that idea, stop the file now. Trance time. That's right, let yourself go nice and deep. Deeper and deeper with every single breath you exhale. Really let yourself go and fall under that pleasant feeling that the sound of my voice gives you. Very good. And now, as you continue to go deeper and deeper with each and every breath, I want you to take a very small portion of your mind and just sort of set it aside to fill in the details that I'm going to describe for you throughout this session. This portion of your mind will become more and more separate from your primary personality the more detail I give it, and eventually what you will wind up with is a separate alter personality which can react to the suggestions I give indefinitely and give you a very pleasant feeling throughout your life. The way we will access this separate personality is if I use the word bound slave. That is, for all intents and purposes, the name of your alternate personality for the purposes of this session and any future files or sessions that I do to add to the effects that I create within this altar. Bound Slave will instantly and automatically bring out this alter personality and allow her to respond according to her motivations and desires and experiences. Now, what Bound Slave does, and I want you to create this as I describe it for you, create this in your mind, create this in that small portion of your mind that you've already set aside for the purpose. Bound Slave is exactly that. She is a part of you who has been captured, tied up, put completely under control of my voice, my will. She has no longer a will of her own. She is merely tied, bound, and gagged, held in a small cage inside your mind, where she revels in the pleasure that being controlled and captured gives her. Feeling that vulnerability she enjoys so much, being bound and captured, caged up, and held completely under my control. This feeling is a very pleasant one for Bound Slave. She may remain vulnerable, she can feel that tiny, exciting twinge of fear, knowing that she no longer has any control of her own body, even her own involuntary functions such as pain and pleasure. Those are completely under my control as well, and it pleases her to relinquish that control, to allow me to take the reins of those experiences and give them to her at my whim. And in the absence of any suggestions from me, any use by me of this personality, she will simply remain locked up in her mental cage, feeling the pleasure of being bound, tied, gagged, and controlled within a mental prison, a mental cage, her slave space, if you will. And that feeling arouses her deeply. And that arousal grows constantly, always becoming stronger and stronger. And that arousal is the only thing that leaks through into your primary personality. You can go throughout your day-to-day life feeling that ever-growing arousal bound slave gives you, letting her captivity, her bondage, her surrender feed your innermost desire to be a slave, to feed your innermost desire to be vulnerable, to be completely controlled by another's will. Bound slave can give your primary personality the fulfillment of all of these things. And that would be nice to feel all the time, wouldn't it? Good. And of course, since I have control of the involuntary reactions of bound slave, no matter how aroused she becomes, and for no matter how long that process goes on, she will never be allowed to orgasm unless I have told her to. She will never even think to try to push herself beyond that edge of orgasm. Instead, what she does is gain greater and greater strength in being able to endure more and more pleasure at all times. That overwhelming, growing, constantly building arousal is an amazing experience to have and allows bound slave to fulfill an innermost desire of that submissive slave personality that in your primary life and mind you may not be able to fulfill for yourself. Bound slave is able to feed that innermost need for you. She is able to experience all of those wonderful things that make service so appealing to you, that make bondage so appealing, that even make pain such a pleasant thing. Though the only pain she feels is from being tied and gagged and being forced to endure unimaginable levels of pleasure at all times, in all ways. So much that she cannot even contain all of that pleasure for herself and must allow some of it to leak through into your primary personality. And you will know exactly why your arousal continues to grow minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, constantly building and growing and leaving you feeling so uncontrollably horny and aroused at all times, in all situations. No matter what else is happening, you will know in the background there's a part of you who is incredibly aroused and needing release and wanting to beg to be allowed to finally come so that her arousal can build all over again. no matter how long it takes or how long you endure it, that need grows and grows, leaving you breathlessly wanting in some part of your mind that you can scarcely access. And you may at any time contact me and ask if I'm willing to allow you to release that building pressure and accept my decision, regardless of what it is, to either endure it further or to release it immediately. Now, I will soon make another file to install a trigger to allow you to come whenever I tell you to. But that's not the purpose of this one. And until such time as I make that other file, you will simply have to endure that unbelievable growing pleasure to be tortured by your own ability to experience arousal to heights you've never seen before, to leave your body wanting something, anything, to let you experience some small reprieve that you may or may not be able to find, depending on just how much you want me to control that for you. If you wish to still be able to come on your own, in your primary personality, your everyday life, that is for you to decide internally. But Bound Slave does not have that choice. She is under my control alone. I am the one that's bound her, and I am the only one who can release her. If you're agreeable to that, I want you to allow that to happen, to form in your mind. Allow that portion that you've set aside for the Bound Slave personality to close in now, to contain all that I've said during this session, during this file, and to become a part of you. As you're doing that, you will find that you already feel the effects of Bound Slave's confinement, her capture, her vulnerability, her fear, her arousal. Those things are still tangible to you. You can feel them bleeding through from the cage, filling those deep, dark places in your mind where you want to experience all of these things, and allowing you to experience them even in this most unusual situations, which adds a whole nother element of excitement and arousal for you. Do you like this feeling? Very good. So now, I want you to very slowly allow yourself to slip back into your primary personality, and at your own pace, just wake up very slowly, with each breath in becoming more and more awake and aware, and notice how it feels to have that portion of your mind bound and captured and controlled by me.